Yusuf.
Yeah.
Yusuf.
What?
Let the bonkers begin!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Two white Muslims.
Go.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
My name's Junaid Rahim.
And my name's Muhammad Yusuf Bashforth.
And affectionately, we're known as
the Two White Muslims.
You know, there's a few good reasons for that. Firstly,
well, there are two of us.
Secondly,
we're white.
And most importantly,
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We're both Muslim. That's one of those that kind of fades out without
it
permission
does.
As well.
It's quick. Lovely,
be
though.
Quick. I like that. So, oh. You know, I like him.
That's brilliant.
Do you know, I like a Nasheed artist that can sing.
Yes.
That's kind of a prerequisite for being a Nasheed artist.
Well, it would appear.
A lot of them don't get it.
Yes. He's brilliant, though. Brilliant.
I love him.
And I want to meet him. He just looks like one of those guys.
Do you know what?
You just think, do you know what? I want to be in a room with you.
I'm going to get you to meet him.
Oh, I've got to.
Do you know how?
Go on.
Well, in fact, you do know this.
Oh, yes, actually.
Our friends down at the British Muslim TV.
Yes.
Who we've been talking to.
Yes.
Regarding doing some presenting as the Two White Muslims.
Absolutely.
They have him on all
they
the
time. Do.
When we went down there to meet the CEO.
The chap who runs it, yep.
Yeah, Adeem Younis.
Yep.
Great guy. I've known
Brilliant.
Him since he was about 6 years old.
Yes.
Watched him grow up.
Yep.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Oh, what an amazing business mind he's
Oh,
got.
My goodness.
Just phenomenal. Just entrepreneur.
And you can see it going ping, 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 ping. You can
see
the brain working. It's incredible.
It's amazing.
You can't teach that.
When we were down there, who did I bump into?
Buna Muhammad.
Buna Muhammad.
Yes!
And, you know, my kids were listening to his stuff.
You knew who
ago.
He was. I was like, yeah, whatever.
I stood back in amazement.
Wow.
And said, where is your fear? And he just looked at me and laughed.
He went, oh, you know then.
You do know
you
who
get
I am
it.
Then.
You get it.
You do know who I am.
I was busking it. Of course I've heard of you, Boony.
Me mate, Boon. So they have...
On a silver bike he rides.
Maher Zain on their TV station quite a lot. So
yes.
I'm going to find out when he's next on. I'm going to get you down there to meet
There's
him.
There's another incentive.
Incentive?
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Alhamdulillah. Yes.
Do you know what? It's worth carrying on doing what we're doing.
It is.
I think.
It is.
For anybody who don't know what we do,
yep.
Anybody who doesn't know... Don't,
if anybody don't know what
anyone,
we did...
Anyone
what?
Don't know what we do...
Yeah, grammar is one of our... First and foremost is grammar, and third is maths.
I'm very grammatical.
Yes.
At all times. And mathematical genius.
Yep.
Yep. Give me a question, maths question, come on.
Any maths question. 2 + 3.
I have the required numbers of fingers for that.
You do?
5.
5, very good, you see?
See, got it.
That's
I've
it.
Got it all.
That's all it takes. You've just
got
to have the right number of fingers.
Yeah, got it all. If it gets above 10, I get a little bit worried.
Yeah.
I use my toes.
Exactly.
Anything above 20,
yep.
Deeply worrying.
Can be a shock, it can be a shock, that.
It can.
It can. As soon as you get over 20...
A shock.
It can be really difficult. It can, honestly.
Shock.
Oh, that can be a sight people don't want to even imagine.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Just brilliant. So, where are we next?
Well, do you know, I was just considering the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beautiful and beloved prophet, was a prophet. He was also a trader, a businessman. You know, he was very, very, very good at business. And how did he do business?
Go on.
Ethically.
He did it right. He did it without wanting to do anything that could be perceived to be
yes.
wrong or
yep.
dishonest in
Absolutely.
Any way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He was perceived and noted to be an honest trader.
Yes. And it's what
And in those
people.
Days, honest trader.
In yeah, those
I,
days.
Are you having a laugh?
In those days.
Well,
what about now?
Nowadays too.
But,
oh
my
but, you know,
goodness.
At the time of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was a real unique
yes.
Set of ideals.
Yes.
And it was something that people didn't see much of.
But it's something that attracted
them. That's how he was very successful
yes.
as a trader.
Yes. Yeah. People thought incredibly highly of him. And there are, well, our colleague Corsa Tai actually runs courses on how to do business. In the manner in the way taught and demonstrated by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yep.
It's doing the right thing at the right time with the right people, not disadvantaging anybody. So when somebody puts their 63 £1,000 Range Rover Vogue in front of the dealership from which he bought it, and covers it in writing that says things like, "Do not deal with this dealership. They're thieves, ragabonds. They're terrible people. They do not know what service is. Desist and leave. You are warned. You are warned. Walk away, my friends. Walk away." Does that suggest that maybe not everybody does things the way they should?
If when you're at that level in vehicle,
yep,
at that level,
yes,
Range Rover Vogue,
yep,
you've 63 clearly,
grand's worth.
You've clearly got clout,
yes,
haven't you? You've got, well, at least you've got money.
Well, yeah,
at least you've got money.
Yes,
so you're kind of paying for a premium,
yes,
car.
And
you
expect
premium level of service.
You expect service, full stop.
Yes.
I remember hearing, you know what good service is?
Go on.
Doing what you say you're going to do, when you say you're going to do it, to the manner and cost agreed.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's no more than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they've not even fulfilled that.
Super.
So what's he done? He's taken his 63 grand smoker, he's stuck it on the central reservation of the dual carriageway outside the dealership, covered in, "Do not shop here. Service is terrible. These people are horrible. They don't know what they're doing."
Brilliant.
"Desist and leave the area."
Brilliant.
Absolutely phenomenal. Because, yeah, what does our beloved Prophet say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Don't disadvantage others.
Do what to others what you would want them to do. Nobody can call himself Muslim unless he desires for others what he desires for, better than or more than what he desires for himself.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a fact. And do you know what? A lot of people say, "Oh, yeah, but that only accounts for Muslims."
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's only twixt us.
That's only between Muslims. No, it's not. Any listeners out there that think that's the case,
terrible.
I'm sorry, I've got some bad news coming your way.
Yep.
It is not the case. You deal with other people,
yes,
as if they are your brothers and,
yep,
sisters in humanity,
yes,
whether they are Muslim or not,
yep,
and treat them with respect. Treat them with the respect that you would want back from them. Yeah, and do you know what? Just treat everybody well.
Yes.
And what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Everybody else will start treating you the same.
Yep.
Alhamdulillah.
And without even knowing it, your reputation will spread. People,
yep,
say, "Oh, do you know that so-and-so? Do you know that John? Do you know that Abdul? Do you know?" It was absolute pleasure.
He's a nice
dealing
person.
It's just a nice person. Do you know what he does?
Do you know
he says he's going to do? Do you know when he does it? When he said he was going to do it? Do you know how much he charged me? Exactly what
he said
he was going to do.
Exactly what he said, yeah.
It's not complicated, yeah, is it?
And then you know, I got a follow-up, a phone call from that lovely sister who phoned me at the time that she said we were going to phone.
Yep.
Had done everything that she said we were going to do.
Yep.
Was wonderful and polite on the phone.
Yes.
It's absolutely brilliant. That's how it should be.
Not complicated?
No, it's not, is it?
And then you don't get somebody, yeah, with their £63,000 car dumping it in front of your site saying, "Do not shop at this place." That man's got to be upset.
He's got to
that degree.
He's got to be fuming.
That's not a strongly worded letter of complaint, is it?
He's also got another car.
Well, yes, to be fair. Even so, to be taken to that degree, shocking. Just be Muslim. Even if you're not Muslim, just be Muslim.
We're told to live our lives by the example of the Sunnah.
Yep.
By the example of the ways of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The reason why we're told to live our lives by that example is because that his example, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the example of the most perfect human being.
Yep.
And if we can get to within a hundredth of a fraction,
yep,
of that man, success.
Yes.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi.
Wa barakatuh.
Allah, I just want to thank you.
For the good life.
For the good life.
Do you know what?
How good
is our life?
Our life is fantastic. Do you know what? Our life is fantastic.
It's just got better. You ready?
Go on.
My phone's just pinged.
Okay.
My phone just pinged, and it was a new comment on one of our videos on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know, we have a YouTube channel.
Yep.
It is called Two White Muslims.
TWO.
TWO, White Muslims. If you go into YouTube, search Two White Muslims.
Yep.
You'll find our channel.
Yes.
On there, we've got 60-odd videos now.
Yeah.
But importantly, there's a 21-video playlist.
Yep.
And we've tagged that. Everything you ever wanted to know about Islam and Muslim culture.
But couldn't be bothered to ask.
That is a playlist for the purpose of giving dawah.
Yep.
Now, aside from that, we've then done some vlogging. We've done some videos, interesting subject.
Yeah,
interesting
some did you know
Islam? Did you know about Islam, etc., yep. etc. And it's all good stuff. It's all good wholesome stuff. We've now in 7 months of having that those videos available
yep.
on YouTube. In 7 months, we've had 24,500 views.
Yep.
So it's been quite a popular choice for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's 24,000 individual views.
Yes.
Independent
unique
views.
Unique views.
And we've got over 1,100, nearly 1,200 subscribers.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
You know, so if you go to that channel,
from a standing start,
if you don't mind, press that red subscribe button.
Please,
it's
subscribe.
So important,
honestly.
But you know, this message came through, and it's regarding the video that says the two white Muslims lecture the police, which we did. We spent a day
doing
that.
We did. Spent
the
day with them. There was only 100 of them. Two of us. They didn't stand a chance.
Two of us. 100 of them. They had to listen to every word we had to say. But it says here, MashaAllah, excellent video. May Allah give you huge reward for your efforts. And do you know, it's
wow.
comments like that that make me sit back and think, well, do you know what?
It's
was worth it. Every second.
Absolutely.
We gave up 2 years of our lives to do this YouTube channel.
Yep.
It took us 2 years of research,
yep.
script writing,
yep.
filming, animations, editing,
yep.
post-filming, editing, and et cetera, took 2 whole years of our lives to put that together.
Yep.
We would love for people to get enjoyment out of it.
Yes.
And people clearly do, with comments like this being left
yep.
all the time. But what we really, really want is for people to get behind the work that we've done because there is another reason why we want numbers to increase.
Mm-hmm.
And that reason is very simple. We've been in talks with the BBC.
Yep.
The BBC have said they have an appetite for coming out and doing a video with us.
Yes.
And that video is going to be all about the positive that Muslims
impact.
Bring
yep.
to the UK.
Yes.
The positive impact on the UK from Muslims.
Yes.
And, you know, with all the media and the attention for all the negative reasons.
Yes.
With that in mind, this is an incredibly important time
yes.
to have that video made.
It's of the moment. People need to see. Muslims are beautiful. The vast majority of Muslims are really, really, really nice people who are contributing positively
to this
society. I love my friends. I love my family. I love your family. I love your friends.
I love your friends. Oh, yeah,
I love Muslims. I love everybody up and down this great British Isle of ours. But it would be lovely for people to realise the amazing contribution that Muslims make on a daily basis.
Absolutely. This country would grind to a halt
yes.
had it not been for the work that Muslims do.
Yep.
And it's incredibly important. You know, some people go to work, don't they? And they just feel like they're a tiny little cog in a very,
yes.
very large machine.
Yep.
And they do their work and they come home and tired, and then they get the meal and that, be with the family and
mm-hmm.
maybe catch some news, watch a bit of telly, listen
yep.
to a bit of radio, whatever they do. And then it's go to bed and start it all again.
Yes.
And they could be forgiven for thinking that's all there is to life, and that's just, and they're not playing a big part at all.
Yeah.
But as far as the bigger picture is concerned, their contribution is massive.
Yes.
And it must never be underestimated.
Yes.
So whatever job that you do, however large, small, influential or not that job may be, feel proud to be doing that job
yep.
and feel proud to be contributing to the working of this country.
Yes.
And this is what we want the BBC to show, the positive impact, the positive impact that Muslims have in this country, in terms of the economy,
yep.
in terms of social cohesion,
social benefits,
in terms of community,
yep.
yeah, and the positives that Muslims bring. It's very, very important at this particular point in time that we make reference to the importance of Muslims.
Yes.
With the rise in the BN... Who are they now?
EDL.
BNP, whoever they
yep.
are. I've
NF.
I've lost
so many different... Yeah.
I've
the right wing, shall we say.
The right wing.
The right
and
wing.
And that's...
With
that's
the wrong message.
They're not right at all.
Nope.
In anything that they say. They are appalling human beings
yep.
that are there there to rip communities apart.
Yes.
That's their only message, to breed contempt.
Yes.
And to rip people apart.
Yes.
That's the opposite of the message that we want to portray. And the BBC have said, yes, we have an appetite for coming and making that documentary with you.
Yeah, but you need to demonstrate a presence.
Before we commit to that, we need your numbers to be bigger.
Yeah.
We need
to be big enough. They don't put numbers to it. They just say, it needs to be big enough. We need a presence. We need to see a presence. We need to know you as known commodities.
Yep.
And once we're there, we can go out and do this.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, get behind us, will
you? Please help. All we have to do is press a button. It costs you nothing. Commits you to nothing.
As far as we are aware, it doesn't cause premature death.
But we don't want to be held to that. Because you never know.
You just have to press a button on a screen. It's called subscribe.
Yes.
And once you press that, it goes grey and says...
Subscribed.
Bd. Subscribed.
Bd.
And that's all that happens.
Yes.
Well, what then happens is that you'll get a ping through to your email every so often when we upload a new video. You get to be one of the first people to hear that we've uploaded something else.
Yes.
You therefore get to be one of the first people to see it.
Classic example. The next video that will be uploaded is a Shahada video. It's another video in which we're there whilst somebody takes their Shahada, whilst somebody embraces this beautiful and perfect religion of Islam. How cool is that? And you get to witness it as well.
You know, almost embarrassing as this is sometimes, I get to be the one that orchestrates that.
Yep.
I get to be the one that introduces the Arabic words,
yes,
the meanings, the translation,
and help them through it.
And help them through that.
Yep.
And that's a real blessing and privilege for me.
Yes.
To be able to do that. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I love doing that.
Yep.
And that'll be posted within the next week.
Yep.
So just have a watch.
Little look. But if you get online, go to Two White Muslims on YouTube, go to the channel, subscribe. When that video goes up, you'll get a little notification. And you won't miss it. Now, there is a sea change across this great British Isle of ours. We know that the far right has been increasing in popularity. We know that issues such as Trump over the seas and Brexit here has brought about a willingness in people to be quite open about their, let's put them as racist views and challenging views within community. But there is a sea change. The temptation is to believe the hype. The temptation is to believe everything that has been put in front of us, saying the far right are taking over. Well, interestingly, the SDL, which is the Scottish Defence League, the equivalent of the EDL, the English Defence League, National Front, however you want to phrase it, a right-wing fascist organisation that basically runs around with very short hair, lots of tattoos, and English flags,
big
Scottish
boots.
Flags, and big boots, and the Union Jack, saying, send them all home, we want England to Scotland to ourselves, and all this kind of thing. There was an SDL march in Glasgow.
Oof.
Now, I love Glasgow. My wife is from Scotland. Spend a lot of time north of the border. I work a lot in Glasgow and north of the border. Love it. In fact, Glasgow is very much like Leeds. We're both from just outside Leeds. The architecture, the feel of the place, it's very similar to Leeds. It's
love
a brilliant place. But I tell you what, you won't want to mess
with the Glaswegians.
You would not want to mess with the Glaswegians.
I already know that. Do you know how I know that?
Go on, how do you know that?
Your lovely missus.
Because you've met my good lady. Yes, absolutely.
I love your
She
missus.
Very rarely loses her temper, but when she does, she describes it as going full Glaswegian.
Yeah, you know, I've never seen her in that state.
No.
Nor do I ever
I
want
don't
to
think
see
you will.
Her in
I don't
state.
Think you will. I don't
see,
think you will.
I see her happy.
Yes.
And happy all
Thank
the
goodness.
Time. And, Woo! You know, I'll have, but I can imagine. I can. Junaid, I share your pain.
Absolutely.
When that should happen.
Oh, so the Scottish Defence League.
Having said that, can you imagine my missus when she goes off?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I can't. I don't wish to.
You don't want to be within 5 miles of that bomb going off.
Ooh, exactly.
Oops. Say that?
Oops. So the Scottish Defence League had a protest march in George Square in Glasgow, and they were what's called kettled by the police.
What, contained?
Yeah, that's where the police surround them.
Yeah.
Do you know how many Scottish Defence League people there were?
Go on.
50.
What?
50. Now, when you see the videos, when you see the pictures,
Why
it
did
looks...
Why do they need kettling?
Well, you'll find out in a second. So they were kettled, because first of all, they were getting a bit feisty.
Yeah.
So the police kettled them, so they surrounded them to control the group.
Oh, okay.
They were also surrounding them to protect the group.
What from?
Because there was an anti-fascist protest at the same time.
Anti-fascist process.
See, it's not easy, is it?
An anti-fascist process.
An anti-fascist protest was occurring at exactly the same time. In other words, the fascists came out to shout and scream and spew hate across Scotland.
Wow.
And the anti-fascists came out saying, not having that. Where you come with anger, we come with food.
The police had to kettle in.
The police had to kettle 50. The 50 to protect them because they were starting to feel a little intimidated. The poor, innocent, misguided children. Oh, don't you feel sorry for them? The poor things.
Spreading the message of hate. Yeah.
And disgust.
I do feel sorry for them.
And whilst 50 SDL turned up, hundreds turned up to the March for Peace.
Alhamdulillah.
To the anti-fascist, I still can't say it, protest. And he just said, do you know what? There's a sea change. Don't believe everything you read in the newspapers about the far right and its power and everybody hates immigrants. No, they don't.
No.
The vast majority of people do not. And this was preceded by the daub on a billboard in Scotland.
I love this.
What was the lady's name?
Katie Hopkins.
Katie Hopkins had said some very, very, very vile things about the tragedy in Bute. The tragedy that had occurred. She used it to breed hate and promote violence.
As she uses everything.
We're not going to discuss what she said because it was vile.
Vile woman she is.
But the Scottish had said, immigrants, welcome. Katie Hopkins can... Off. And that was daubed across Glasgow on billboards across the city. Come on!
I like
you Glaswegian beauties.
I love the strategic bleeping out there.
Come on.
I want to do that again. Are you ready? Just do that sequence again.
What was written was, immigrants are welcome. Katie Hopkins can...
Beep!
Off. Brilliant. So don't believe the hype, ladies and gentlemen, our dear listeners. Just believe that love will conquer all. We're looking for unity in community, and it is happening, my brothers and sisters in Islam and my brothers and sisters in humanity. It is happening.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
You see?
It's another one of those that just ends.
Good.
It just ends.
Brilliant.
But I like it.
It's a lovely one.
Who was that? Sami Yusuf?
Yes.
Good name.
Yes.
And I don't mean Sammy.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to congratulate that man. Yes. A great name.
Well, good choice of name.
Second part of it, of course. Second part of it was good.
Yeah, good choice of name. You see, we work on the assumption that everybody chose their name.
Yeah. They didn't, did they?
They didn't. Extraordinary.
I did. You didn't.
To be fair, I didn't. My wife did.
Your wife chose your name.
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
The only person I know whose wife named them.
Mine had a
say in it.
She had an opinion.
Brilliant.
Only because I allowed her to.
Yes, absolutely. Ooh. As you should.
I hope she'll not listen.
She'll not listen to this rubbish.
Not this one, please. I hardly dare go home now.
Yeah, she'll listen to the first few. She's not going to listen to this anymore.
I hardly dare go home after that.
She's not daft. Oh dear.
Where are we next?
So, would you agree that since embracing Islam, your life has changed?
For the better.
For the better. Absolutely. Likewise. Absolutely fantastic. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of different things.
Love it.
All culminating into just a completely different way of life, but a wonderful way of life.
Do you know what? When that comes home, when we talk about Islam.
Yes.
And what were we doing today?
Just early on. We were sat in just the sunshine. Early.
Somebody came to visit us.
Yep.
During our lunchtime.
Yes.
Our 6-hour lunchtime.
Yep.
It has to be said. Because we finish the breakfast show at 10.
Yes.
We start the drive time show at 4.
Yep.
And between those two times, that's lunch.
Yes, that's lunch.
So it's a 6-hour lunch.
It's often a working lunch in that we do half an hour's work.
Yes, we do. Half an hour.
No, I guess that's
5 minutes.
That's pushing.
5 minutes. We talked and tailed a couple of videos,
yep.
And that was it.
Yes.
But we met some amazing people.
Yes.
And it was a family,
yep.
First of all,
yes.
A husband and wife team,
yeah.
And their two daughters.
And their two daughters. Lovely.
Who were absolutely, alhamdulillah, great, lovely, yeah. People. It was an absolute pleasure to meet them.
It really was.
Absolutely a joy to be with them.
Yes.
But they brought
their friend.
Their friend. Called,
yes.
And her name was?
Well, we're not going to.
An English name. Mm-hmm. Her name was an English name.
She had an English name.
Alhamdulillah.
There was a reason for that.
Yes, because she is
English.
English. And she has. She had a few questions for us.
Yeah.
And we were given the opportunity to talk.
Just a chat.
Non-stop about Islam for about an hour.
Yes.
And do you know what?
It was no different to any other hour in any other day.
Get me started. Get me started.
But it was lovely.
Back off.
It was lovely. Because the thing that it always brings home to me is when you chat to, fellow kind of pre-Christians, you know what I mean? Just that look where it's all nods.
Yes.
You know, just saying, yeah. And they go, yep. And you talk about that, yep. Talk about that, yep. Because the commonality and then the leap is not a big one.
The realisation that it's fundamentally the same thing.
Yes.
When that finally hits
except
home.
That this is more, it's reinforced and it was, I don't want to say concluded, that's the wrong word, but reinforced by our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Absolutely.
And that it just makes complete sense and that it takes everything that you learnt at school, everything that you learnt in Sunday school, everything that you learnt in church, puts it in order, and reinforces it.
And it's all that with bells.
And it's brilliant.
It's just amazing.
And as I can only describe it, it's a joy to speak to these people. It's just a joy. And it was lovely. It was lovely to meet her. And if she's listening, it was an absolute joy. And thank you so much for coming over.
This lovely, engaging young lady.
Yes.
Had an awful lot to say.
Yep.
But an awful lot to listen to.
Yeah.
And you know, bless her, she listened to it. She hung on every word that you were saying.
Yeah.
I'm not sure she paid any attention to me, of course, but she hung on every word that you were saying.
Well, likewise.
And that was brilliant. And what an absolute privilege it is to be in a position where we have some knowledge and we're able to talk about this beautiful religion.
Yes.
For the beautiful religion that it actually is.
Yes.
We have no fear of this religion.
Nope.
We have no fear of the premise of this religion.
Yep.
It is founded on truth.
Yep.
These the words in the Quran are from Allah. These are Allah's words.
Yep.
And we completely believe that.
Yep.
It's founded on a man and his life from the age of 40, his life works. And he was seen as the perfect example of a human being.
Yeah.
And his knowledge. And I say, sometimes when I read hadith, and hadith is the story of who he was, how he spoke, what he said, his actions, the way he lived his everyday life.
Yes.
It's all written in volumes of books.
Yep.
Written by his companions at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all notes were carefully taken. This is what he did in these circumstances.
Yes.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah be with him. And when we look at the... I sometimes just say, oh, genius.
Yep.
Oh.
That's amazing. How did he think of that? How did he come up with that?
Do you know why?
He didn't.
He was guided.
Yep.
That's why.
It was given to him by?
Jibreel.
Yep. From?
Yeah. From Allah.
I mean, come on.
So when you've got that kind of guidance. Yeah, from the angel Gabriel.
Yep.
Through the angel Gabriel, straight from Allah himself.
Yes.
Our creator. When you've got that kind of guidance, you are going to be pretty well infallible in
Absolutely.
What you say.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I cannot get over the sheer genius of the things that he did and said. But now I think about it, I can get over that.
Absolutely,
because he was guided.
And it kind of makes sense.
Yes,
but it's one of those things where, and I mean, you and I talk about these things all the time, but every time you do, you just go, oh, that just makes so much sense.
Yes.
You know, there's some real, real aha moments. And then others where you go, oh, of course.
Yep.
But only when you hear it do you say that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's easy when somebody else has said it.
Yes.
But it's amazing. When you converted to Islam, when you embraced Islam, there were certain things. Well, there was a load of things that you benefited from.
Yep.
A load of things that you received. A load of things that you got. A load of things that entered your life.
Yes.
There was a couple you had to forego.
I had to let go of a couple of things.
Yes.
And to be honest, I'm glad.
Me too.
I was happy to get rid
Me
of it.
Too. And this is what some non-Muslims can't get their head around. Yep. One of which, let's be honest, was alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, was alcohol. Yep. And some non-Muslims go, you mean you don't drink?
Correct.
And the absolute shock and horror on their face. So what do you do? Stuff. And a lot of it. First of all, I can get in a car, but let's not go there. Let's not go there. And then you hear stories.
Do you know what? I can go out for a full night.
Yep.
and still have intelligent conversation at the end of that night.
Well,
it's, when I say intelligent, I mean I can still have
the same conversation that you have at the beginning. Yeah, you can have conversation. And then you just hear horror stories.
You know, if you open my head up, what do you see?
Clouds. If you open my head up, what do you see?
That chimp playing a cymbal.
Like on the Simpsons, when they open Homer's... Brilliant. But, you know, far from us to get all preachy and serious, but there was just a horrific news story that I came across.
Yep.
The headline being, three arrested after woman dies as a result of drunken row.
Subhanallah.
Now, a 52-year-old lady has died.
Subhanallah. 52.
Died as the result of an alcohol-fueled row. With her and a 29, 30 and 31-year-old individual.
Oh, no.
Of which two were ladies and one was a man.
Subhanallah.
Now, I can't... And because of my background and experience, I can actually imagine what happened.
So can I.
You can imagine the circumstance. You can almost see what led up to it.
I can hear it.
You can hear it. You can see it. Because we've seen it before, and it's happened before, and it will happen again.
I'm going to let you into something now.
Go on.
I'm going to be very careful how I introduce this and say what I'm about to say.
But, be very careful, then.
But there was an occurrence on Saturday that led me to have to take a friend of mine to A&E.
Yes.
Accident and Emergency Department, Pinderfields General Hospital in Wakefield.
Very, 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 very early Sunday morning, late Saturday night.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this was about 1:30 a.m. Saturday night, Sunday morning. And I was thinking, driving there, I was thinking, oh, no. You know, this is going to be a five-hour wait
in a drunken
brawl.
Yes, basically.
It's going to be awful.
Yep.
And do you know, when we got there, that's exactly what it was.
I was going to say it was. Yeah.
It was horrific.
Yep.
And when you see these people staggering and slurring and
shouting, swearing, being sick.
Do you know, it kind of made me think that there are two categories of human being.
Yeah.
You know, there are the human beings that I engage with and converse with and enjoy the company of.
Yeah.
And then there's that lot.
Yes.
And do you know what? If I was with that lot, I wouldn't last 30 seconds in that company.
Nope.
I'd turn on my heels and I would walk away.
The thing is...
Yeah? It's appalling.
They remember these nights with fond affection.
I don't know how.
They should video themselves.
Yes, they should.
And watch that video.
Then watch it back.
And I think they would be shocked.
And what they ought to do is not just video it, but put it out on a public forum so that everybody can see.
Even let them watch it, because everybody else does watch it. It's for them to see how they behave, what they do, what they say, what they say to other people.
Being a bit sardonic there, because that's what they do. They put it out on Facebook, don't they?
Well, yeah. I was just meaning other people see it full stop. Do you know what I mean? The issue is that they're drunk as well.
Yep.
So they think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But the issue is a 52-year-old woman is now deceased.
Dead.
And a 29, 30 and 31-year-old are in the biggest trouble of their life.
There's no coming out of this, is there?
No.
There's going to be jail.
And the thing that rips my heart apart is I don't think for a second that those three individuals went out with the intention to kill somebody.
Nope. I don't think so either.
What they did...
And what I also think is that had they not been drunk that evening...
Absolutely.
...that lady would most likely still be alive.
And they wouldn't be arrested and facing a seriously
very
long time in jail.
Very serious jail sentence.
Do you know what I mean? Now, at 29, 30 and 31, they've probably got children.
Yes, they have.
At 52, that lady's probably got children.
Yes.
She may have grandchildren.
Yes.
And the effect this is going to have on so many people, all fueled by...
Alcohol.
All fueled by alcohol. And I know it gets very preachy and some people go, oh, it's not all bad, it's not all bad. Not all guns are bad, but they have the potential to kill. Yeah. This is the issue with alcohol. It's extraordinary what it does to people. These three people have ruined their lives and they've taken the life of another.
Don't forget, it's not the gun that kills people.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Is it? No. It's not the gun, it's the person that fires the
gun. Yes. Also ridiculous, because if the gun wasn't there, you couldn't shoot it. You know what I mean?
Ridiculous.
But there we go. There we go. So I just find that I find that really upsetting, and I find it really heartbreaking, because those people just went out to get hammered, drunk, bombed, whatever phrase you want to take it, and they succeeded.
I'm gonna have a great
what
night.
They also got.
Have a great night tonight.
Oh, we're going to have a fantastic night. Come on, let's get bladdered. Brilliant. Won't it be great? Do you remember last time? No. You know what I mean? Yeah. And what they ended up with doing was murdering somebody.
Superb.
I think, albeit by chance, circumstance, and a horrible, 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 horrible occurrence. Yeah. So all I can say is, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you out there, if you are still drinking, give it some serious consideration. It changes people, and not for the better. For those that don't, alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi.
You know, we just had to have a quick pause for breath.
We did. We got a little deep there.
We got a bit preachy, and it's not our style normally.
Nope.
But the headline, woman dies.
Yeah, three arrested after woman dies as a result of alcohol-induced brawl. And the issue we were saying there, and just to take it back to a positive, is I'm guessing you will never hear the headline, three arrested after woman dies as the result of a chess-induced brawl. You know, man walks out of chess club having completed chess competition and dies at the hand of three individuals. I just don't see it.
Woman arrested are two men and one woman, 31, 32 years old.
Yeah.
52-year-old woman dies.
Yep.
After a water-induced.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a coffee-induced.
What's going to happen? If you drink some coffee, drink some water, drink some pop.
Yeah.
Get on the hard stuff.
52-year-old woman dies as the result of quarrel at baking competition.
Subhanallah.
It's just not going to happen. You
know, 52-year-old woman dies after evening of Zika.
Yes.
You know, that's just not... It just
48-year-old man dies coming out of cinema having seen really good film.
It just doesn't...
It's just not going to happen.
No.
The only thing that would change that is dies coming out of cinema where alcohol was served and three people got so drunk they didn't know what they were doing.
How many adverts, articles do we see in the papers where people have got drunk and disorderly?
Yes.
And disorderly is the word.
Yes.
They are
D&D.
Out of their minds.
Senses.
They don't understand what they're doing anymore.
Nope.
The barriers come down to
inhibitions
such extent
reduced.
That they just might as well not exist anymore.
Yep.
All the inhibitions, as you rightly say, gone.
Yep.
Yeah. And people just do things that under normal circumstances they would not even dream of doing.
Yep. Couple killed in row in church grounds. Not going to happen.
No.
Man killed, leaving mosque, having had wonderful evening of Travia prayers.
Oh, it's subhanAllah. It's just,
you know what I mean?
It's
not going to happen.
They don't fight.
They don't
fight. You know,
fight.
I was saying...
And if there's a little bit of ill feeling, it doesn't lead to the point where three people attack a woman and kill her.
No. No.
What happens, that is where alcohol is involved. So, you know...
There are some good reasons why Allah says in the Quran, don't drink the stuff.
Yep. And in Hadith, we are reminded.
The amazing thing is that Allah didn't do that straight away.
Absolutely.
Because people back in the days of our beloved Prophet Muhammad...
were given chance after chance. Can we please keep drinking?
They did drink.
Yep.
And they wanted to continue.
Yep.
And it was a case of, well... It's now frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like it.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, Allah now says it's not a good thing to do. It's frowned upon. And then after many, many months, in fact, it could have been years, where there was a definite prohibition. You are not allowed to do this anymore.
Yeah.
But it took an awful long time to get to that position.
Yep.
Because, you know, Allah in his wisdom understands the psyche of human beings.
Absolutely.
Where a powerful drug is concerned.
Yeah. You're not ready to leave this drug.
you're going to find it difficult to do this, so I'm going to give you a few chances first, and then I'm going to ban the stuff.
Yes.
Because Allah, in his infinite wisdom, knows us better than ourselves.
Give him the rope.
Absolutely. Watch them hang themselves.
Yeah.
SubhanAllah. Anyway, on that note,
ladies and gentlemen. Life's brilliant. The positive to this is, if you do cut these things out of your life and you accept this deen and you live it, alhamdulillah, what a great life.
It's great.
What a fantastic life.
You know, I
what is Allah?
Amazing.
SubhanAllah wa ta'ala. Amazing.
Alhamdulillah.
And all that's put in front of us is just there for the betterment of us, for the betterment of the people around us. Alhamdulillah.
With Islam. Think of the word Islam. Submission to the will of Allah.
Yep.
Muslim. Think of the word Muslim.
Mm-hmm. One who?
Submits to the will of Allah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, you know, it's just natural. It's a natural state of being. It's natural to submit. And alhamdulillah, for those special people in our lives that brought us through to this deen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And may Allah reward you for this dunya and into the hereafter, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute privilege and pleasure, as always.
As always.
Long live the bonkers.
May the bonkers continue.